when I wake up in the morning.
Do it!
Nikki and Zamello for your drive-in.
97.3.
Let's go!
Coast FM.
Time to talk hair, Nikki. Do you know the Danish word for mullet? As in the hairdo,
yeah,
is Bundesliga, which means
Bundesliga,
which is the hair of a German football player.
Okay,
literally what it means. In Dutch, the term is tapijnek, which means carpet neck.
Carpet neck, that's what it sounds like.
Which is a pretty good one. I think like tapestry is where that kind of tapestry comes
neck.
From. Yes. It makes you wonder where the actual term mullet comes from. If you look it up, Wikipedia claims the term was possibly coined or at least popularised by the Beastie Boys with their 1994 song Mullet Head. But I reckon they must have just made it popular because we were calling it the mullet way back in the 80s.
It must be something to do with the fish, surely.
Does
the fish look like it has a mullet?
I reckon it's got something looking like a stunned mullet. I wonder if it's got something to do with that phrase. Yeah, the face like a stunned mullet. Possibly. Which is another very Aussie thing. I feel like the Beastie Boys must have picked it up from Australia at some point. Anyway.
I'm going to look at what a mullet looks like. Does it look like it has a mullet?
Well, if it did, that'd solve it, wouldn't it? Anyway.
Not at all, really.
No, there you go. And no hair at all, I believe, that particular fish.
Well, if you really want to get technical, their fins are really far down their back. Is that
so that's the party
so
at the back, is it?
And then party's right at the back.
But then doesn't that roughly describe most fish?
Yeah, look, their fins are particularly close to their head, are they?
Yeah, no. Anyway, so there you go.
I don't know. If you can explain it, give us a call. That'd be great.
That can be our job for the weekend. Anyway, but some of my favourite alternative names come from the US, by the way. The short front party at the back is also known as the Kentucky Waterfall. Yeah. The Mississippi Top Hat, or perhaps my favourite, the Achy Breaky Big Mistakey.
Masks off tomorrow. How exciting.
Oh, yes.
The face will be free.
Oh, I can feel the nude face time from midnight. not nude face time, but it's nude face
time. We'll leave that
time.
Up to you.
Well, I mean, you can, however you want to do it. Yes.
So, yes, from...
what she said was much better.
From 12:01 tomorrow morning...
That's right.
The masks can be removed. The only time you have to wear them is if you're at an event with over 1,000 people. So, example, Optus Stadium.
Right.
If you head along to the footy, you will have to wear a mask. On public transport, you'll still have to wear a mask. And if you're visiting hospitals or aged or disability care facilities. So there are a couple of times you will have to wear a mask. Public transport's probably the big one to remember. So keep the mask in your bag.
Yeah, look, keep it in the car. You know,
yeah.
It's a good idea. You just never know when they're just going to call a snap lockdown. Or,
I know. But yeah, indoors and outdoors from tomorrow, you're free.
That'll be pleasant. There we go. Hey, I know it was Star Wars Day this week, right?
Mm.
Do you know you can catch a glimpse of Baby Yoda from Earth? Well, kind of. There's a nebula, which if you've got a strong enough telescope, they're called the Baby Yoda Nebula. I don't know if you... Let me show you some pictures.
No, to be honest, I don't even know what a nebula is.
Well, it's like a gas cloud in space. I mean, I don't know. It's a bit of a stretch to say that looks like Baby Yoda.
I can't see anything that looks like Baby Yoda
that
in
one. I don't know if it looks like Lilo or Stitch, but it kind of looks like something.
Mm.
But anyway, there's some cool-looking stuff.
Perhaps.
They call it the Baby Yoda Nebula.
Okay.
WR7. And if you've got a
why Baby Yoda? Wouldn't grown-up Yoda look the same?
Possibly.
Old Yoda.
I suppose when you're making it out of stars and it's a long way away, the difference between baby and grown-up is very small. Anyway, look, that's one thing you can do if you want to get a little bit stargazy at some point this week. It's approximately 12,000 light years from here.
All right.
There you go.
Pretty close.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing. You know what? All the things that they reckon they named the stars after, like all the star signs, they're pretty loose descriptions of what the stars actually make shapes of. So
the only one that looks like it is the Pan.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, there's the Pan. I don't know where anything else is.
And like, not everybody agreed on that being the name for that. So, you know, it might as well be the Baby Yoda.
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
Local basketball is back.
Woo!
Sorry, that means the interrupted currently NBL 1 season continues Saturday. Tomorrow evening when Rockingham Flames take on Willetton Tigers at Mike Barnett Sports Complex in Rockingham. And Mandurah Magic host Coburn Cougars at the Mandurah Aquatic and Recreation Centre.
Nice.
Now, it's Mother's Day Sunday, and Foster Share Shed are organising that flower stall tomorrow and Sunday at the Ravenswood Car Park on Pinjarra Road. Be a nice way, you know, to get something nice for mum, go
some
for a
local
drive.
Flowers, yeah.
And help out a good cause. And May 7th is the day we've all been waiting for, Nikki.
Is it?
It is.
Okay.
No Pants Day.
Oh, God.
It's not. I'm not making this up. I found it.
All right.
It's a thing, and it's slated for the first Friday in May. It's apparently started at a uni in Texas and spread from there. So if you see people wearing only undies down below, there is...
They're allowed?
A possible... Well, no, I was going to say there is a possible explanation. I mean, it's not the only explanation by any stretch. But we can probably go with that for today.
Not sure where it'll be acceptable. Near the beach. It's the bathers' undies.
Yeah, true.
You know?
Yeah, okay.
That's one place you wouldn't get told off.
Even if their wife runs down the beach. Yeah.
I guess so.
Bathers, sure. Like,
okay.
Just make sure they're clean.
Ew.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And with entertainment news live from the land of chocolate, it's Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. We've got some brand spanking new music from Pink. This one is called All I Know So Far.
You throw your head back and you spin.
Can she just stop, please?
Like, I don't think she can physically release a bad song.
Or know how to relax, clearly.
No.
Like, she's constant with her. That's fantastic.
The music video also features her daughter once again. Oh. So, yeah, you'll have to check that one out.
Nice.
Netflix has just released the long-awaited second teaser for Stranger Things' fourth season. In the clip, it appears as though Eleven is in the institution she often has flashbacks from. Here is the teaser.
Good morning, children. How are you today?
Good, Papa.
Good. I'm glad to hear it, because today I have something very special planned for you.
Eleven, are you listening?
Unfortunately, the teaser doesn't come with a release date, of course. However, it does have the code 002/004 as the description, which could be the amount of teasers before the season comes out, because the last teaser had 001004.
Right.
But fans think it also could be codes for new characters, since 11 has the number 011 tattooed on her wrist. So we're thinking that's other characters with powers.
I see.
Not sure. We'll have to keep waiting and looking out. Rolling Stone magazine has released a list of the 100 best sitcoms ever. Coming in at number one was...
Oh, good call.
That's right, The Simpsons. Call. Number one. Number two went to Cheers. Yes. Number three, Seinfeld.
Of course.
And number four was I Love Lucy.
Cool.
Mm, other notable entries was MASH at number six.
Fair enough.
The US version of The Office, which controversially came before the UK version number 23.
Definitely controversial.
Yeah, the UK version was number 30. Sex and the City came in at number 36. Friends, 38. And coming in at number 100 was Schitt's Creek.
Wow.
So,
I think you got robbed just quietly. And is Sex and the City a situation comedy?
I don't know.
Yeah,
there's a few in there that I've been like, I'm not sure if that's, yeah. Anyway, and Dave Grohl has a new show out about rockstar mums. This comes from his mum's book. She wrote a book called From Cradle to Stage. Here's the trailer.
The relationship between a mother and a musician, it's everything. Last thing I wanted to do was disappoint my mother and say, I don't want to go to school anymore.
He loved music. I thought, this is where you'll thrive.
I wanted to explore their stories of mothers of musicians. So I went on the road with my son, David.
Wow.
It looks really cool.
Yeah.
It started this week on Paramount Plus, and Imagine Dragons frontman Dan Reynolds and his mum are the first on the season.
Nikki and Zamello, back Monday from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.